We're doing a story about Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and again we are focusing on the concept of Kvod HaBriyot. We're continuing with this concept, with this theme, respecting people for the mere fact that they're human beings. The Torah expects us to give a certain level of respect to every human being. By the mere fact that he is human, he deserves a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of dignity. And the Midrash tells us a troubling story. The Midrash tells us that there were once a group of Jews ascending to the temple, and among them was Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. And on their journey to the temple, they passed by a beach, and as they passed by that beach, there was a ship that became shipwrecked, and everyone drowned, a ship that was destroyed at sea, but one man, he managed to swim to the dry land, and when he came to the dry land, he was naked, because in order to swim, to contend with the waves, he had stripped his clothing. So when he made it to dry land, he was embarrassed. He saw all the people walking dressed, and he also ordinarily was dressed, but now he didn't have clothing. So he hid behind the stone, behind the boulder, and he called out to them and said, "Please, people, have pity on me. Give me some garment to wear. My ship just sank at sea, and I have nothing to cover myself." So the Jews, looking at him, recognized that he was a Roman. And the Romans at the time were ruling over us here in Israel, and they were giving us a very hard time. They were afflicting us. And so the Jews weren't very interested in helping a Roman.
How did they know that?
So they started making fun of him, maybe because of the language he used, maybe because of the way his hair was cut, I don't know. They started making fun of him. And they said, "Oh, you got what you deserve. That's what should happen to all the Romans like you." Now, he's standing there naked, and he's not very happy, and he didn't know what to do. So he sees that among the group of Jews, there's one Jew that they're all treating with respect. Who is that? That's Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. So he turns to him and he says, "I see you're an elder, you're an important person. You know how people are supposed to be treated. Could you have pity on me? Give me a garment." And right away, Rabbi Elazar went over to him and gave him one of the nice garments that he himself was wearing. And then he brought him home, and he gave him to eat and to drink, and he gave him a place to rest, because after the shipwreck he was hungry and tired. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua gave him money and a horse to ride on, and he accompanied him for a long distance, giving him honor. Seems like maybe Rabbi Elazar wanted to appease him for the way the Jews had tormented him. Now years passed, and this Roman became the Roman emperor. And he always remembered how the Jews had laughed at him. And he always remembered how when he was in a time of need, when he was in a time of trouble, this is how the Jews tormented him. And when he got the throne, he decided, "Now I will avenge my shame." And he wrote a letter to his general, and he told him, "I want you to assassinate all the Jews in Israel." Now the Jews heard that this was the new decree from the Roman emperor. They got very scared, and they went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua and asked him, "Please go to the king and ask him to forgive us. He should take a lot of gold as a gift for him." And Rabbi Elazar agreed. He took the gold and went to the king's palace. When he reached the gate, he asked the gatekeeper, "Tell the king that there's a Jew who came to seek the peace of the king." And the gatekeepers told him, the king said, "You should come in." When Rabbi Elazar entered, so the emperor recognized him right away, because he remembered how Rabbi Elazar had treated him well when he was in a difficult situation. He jumped out of his throne and bowed before him, and he said, "Peace to you, my Rebbe. What do you seek here? Maybe I could help you with something. Why have you come this great distance?" And Rabbi Eliezer said to him, I came to ask that you forgive the Jews and do not take revenge from them. The king said to him, but they didn't perform what the Torah says. They didn't have compassion over me. Not only that, they made fun of me. That's why I will tell them. And Rabbi Eliezer said, even if they didn't treat you nicely, nonetheless forgive them. And here's a beautiful gift that they sent you. The king said, I don't need the gift. And because I honor you, I will forgive them. You take the gold. I'm giving it to you as a gift. I'm giving it to you in exchange for the money that you gave me then. Please go into my storage houses and choose 70 beautiful garments in exchange for the garment that you gave me, and then go home in peace. When Rabbi Eliezer came back and told the Jews that the king had forgiven them, they all rejoiced, and they understood that it was the merit of the chesed that he did when everyone else was making fun of the naked Roman. And believe me, they all felt enmity towards the Roman. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shammah also knew how the Romans were afflicting us, but he also saw the plight of an individual. He was able to see beyond that. And so his kindness at that hour is what ultimately saved the Jewish people.